I made the decision I'm going to veto that map when it gets to my desk. I think that'll happen very shortly. And I thought, well, I can't just, I don't think it's responsible just to veto something and not at least be part of a potential solution. So I put a little map together. It's not the only solution, but hopefully it can, you know, lead folks down the right direction. Ultimately, I think Congressional District 1 is probably going to get a little bit more Republican, and Congressional District 2 is probably going to get a little more Democrat. That's just been the natural move of the politics of these towns. But I don't think any of us, and the data shows, nobody in New Hampshire, Republicans and Democrats, don't want to see these districts become non-competitive. That's just not who we are. And so I've tried to put something forward that fixes. I think our current maps kind of stink, too. That's a whole other issue. But I think our current congressional district maps aren't very well drawn. If you really step back and look at them, you go, who did this thing? So I'm kind of trying to fix a little bit of what we have and find a better solution for where we need to go. But I whatever the solution is, the legislature really has to come up with something. And, you know, I just want folks to know, I don't want to veto something and not be part of a potential solution, and to make sure we're involved in the conversation so we're all moving together. Hopefully something can hit my desk, we can sign it, and move on to the election in November.